Bukhama, volume to the 16th in the series of lectures on the redaction of the Babylonian Talmud, in parentheses, Jerusalem Talmud 2. We haven't spoken about the redaction of the Jerusalem Talmud, but in any case, we've spoken about the comparison made by the Babi itself to the Yerushalmi. In any case, let's summarize some of the things that we've established based upon Rabbi Seinel HaRishonim V'Acharonim, Asher Mipim Anu Chayim, that in fact, actually, beginning with Rav Ashi, there was a tekufa of Sabarai, who in fact actually created the Shachar V'Talya of the Gemara. And that we've established, not only have we established that in those Rishonim, Rashi, Shura Goin, who speak explicitly about it, but also too we've seen how the other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Tosfos, in fact, very, very much of their understanding of the final psak of the sugya of the Gemara is, in fact, based upon this. And we've actually, in fact, spoken about this in previous shiurim. So, in other words, the facts that we've established, based upon the medieval commentators, the Rishonim, is that which the Gemara says in Peivov Amar Aleph in Bov Metzia, Ravina v'Ravashi, Soif HaRah, right? That signals the end of what you would call the period of terse legal statements and explanations and commentaries that are offered by the Rishonim. That's clear not only in the Perush of Rashi there, but we actually saw that it was explicit in the Rashbam in Bava Basra Kuflam Lamed Beis. But beginning with Ravashi, we have the creation of a Shachar V'Talya, in which both Rav Ashi and those who came after Rav Ashi direct the Shachar V'Talya to what they understood to be the halacha. And this tekufa, this period, begins with, as I say, Rav Ashi, and ends, according to Rav Shira Goin, with Rav Asi. And that's why the Sabarayim are called the Bonin Sabarai of Svara, and Svara is Karev Lahira. In other words, through the Svara, they would draw upon conclusions and all different types of inductions and deductions using either braises or statements of previous Amoraim up until and including Rav Ashi. That's really more or less the picture that we've established heretofore in the Shi'orim. Now, what I would like to examine now is a Gemara in Ksuvis, in Daf Samach Dalet, and the Gemara in Ksuvis, actually it's the sugya is Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, and there the Gemara in Ksuvis discusses the sugya of what's called the Maredes. The Maredes is a woman who basically has rebelled against her husband, and the Mishnah and the Gemara speak about different sanctions which Chazal actually placed upon the Maredes. And this is discussed in the sugya, and on Daf Samach Dalet, Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, Umashina la treise yalche shasa, right? A gitta, in other words, we withhold the get for 12 months. Uvahana treise yalche shasa leis la mazona mibal. He doesn't give her mazonis, he doesn't support her in any way. And the Gemara basically goes on and presents that these are the sanctions which, in fact, the Gemara placed upon the Maredes, right? This is the Stam of the Gemara, the Stam of the Gemara. Now, the Rosh in Avalpi, Parak Avalpi in Ksuvis, Lamed Dalet, right, speaks about that, these Takanas, and he speaks about other Takanas, Abel Rav Gamdi, he speaks about Abel Aleph, Shem Rav Zovid, Gav Rabba, Avchis, Ladina, Iluya, Vam Rav Kahana, etc., etc., and he brings the Gemara of La'isa Nichset Son Bash Adisla Matatel Valkak, etc., etc., and he brings the Gemara Mashile Tresa Yachashasa Vleisle Mizoni Baal. It was the Rosh quotes the Gemara. Then says the Rosh, this is the Rosh, Takanazu Nases Bimei Hamorim Achroinim. This Takana was invoked during the days of, he calls them Amorayim Acharayim, the later Achrayim, Amorayim. Who are these later Amorayim? Okay? Kashero, when they saw, Ki Gavu Benois Yisrael, when they saw that the Jewish daughters became very haughty, V'daitim Zochalayim, and basically they became wise guys, wise girls, V'kashir Hayalahem Kas and Baalayim, and when they get mad at their husbands, Hayu Oimles Loi Be'inalei, they'd say, I don't want my husband. V'abal Megash V'yat, so he would divorce her immediately, right? They didn't have, I guess, that much of a good problem at that time. Kevin She Patrasa Niksuva, right? So they were partner for the Niksuva, V'shuva Yuan Noshim Mishatos. But the Noshim, the women would have, you know, would have charata. They would have regret. You know, they would regret. They would have remorse over the fact that they were very hasty and got their husbands and divorced them. Because it wasn't today that, you know, women had much to do without being married. So therefore, tikdu shetetisha shana. So then, because of that, these later Amorayim, whoever they are, were masakin that they basically wait a year. For im yikashena b'techa shana shalote a mechilasa mechila. He's talking to ten laksuvis. Give a ksuva during this year. In other words, you only get out of giving a ksuva if he waits a year. Maybe they'll get together during the year. Okay. In other words, this is not the cut that was made. Okay, very good. So in other words, basically the Gemara makes it clear that they saw that women were very quick to ask their husbands for divorces, and because I were worried that they get divorced and have remorse. So because of this, they actually required the husband to wait a year. That say that if you divorce within a year, you had to pay the ksufa. And those days, the ksufa was actually a sizable sum. It wasn't, you know, today, you know, the ksufa really doesn't mean anything unless you entail all different sanctions. So in any case, so therefore, this would basically make sure that that people wouldn't divorce their wives so quickly. Okay, this is actually a stam gemara. Okay, now, what's interesting is, this big stam gemara, l'chayda, the, you know, word. This is the psak of Chazal, the Stam Gemara. Says the Rosh, and this is now, what I read to you was at the very end of Halacha Lamed Dalet in the Rosh, it's in Perek Hamishi, the fifth Perek. But says the Rosh in Halacha Lamed Hei, Simen Lamed Hei, Hadin hu din de Gemara b'meredes. This is the din of the Gemara in Meredes. Aval ha'idna, but today, nowadays, the Yoni Bovid Dina the Mesifta did the Isa V'Amma Lobi Inale Lai Gava Nesim Lagita Yahavina Lagita Laalta. But today the Dayanim ruled if a woman says I want to get divorced, then the husband gets your divorce again immediately. Okay, V'E Tapsim Yen B'Ksuvasim Avkinamina, and she's typhus Ksuva, we take it away from her, which means that she has not only does she get again immediately, but she does get a Ksuva. Okay? And this is the din today. Okay? And he says, once again, he summarizes the din. Hadinu dina de meredes lahagibir rabban de mesifta. Kama shlin al hashta. So for several years, the rabbis are basically, in other words, operating according to this law, connected to Gemara. Okay, now, how could, you know, why did they make such a change? For Evshel Fisher, oh, a kilkel b'bonish Yisrael. It could possibly they saw that it was a kilkel. In other words, what happened was the woman was unhappy with her husband, and she'd, something chas v'shalom would happen. V'chimashu teziyach shosa toles asma dechachovem b'yaitzes l'tabas ra. So because of that, they would be yaitz l'tabas ra, right? So bitlo shia v'nosto rishus l'bal l'gash miyad lo shia. And of course, they allowed the Baal to divorce immediately, but they weren't kaifer. Okay, now, the question is, okay, so evidently, in other words, between the time of the Rosh, right, although it's a little while, from the time of the Rosh, at least when the Rosh is writing, although actually, Don de Mesifta, because speaking about that, it dates as to before the Rosh, we see that there was a change in Matzah, but what allows us to go, what allows us to make a takana connected to Stam Gemara? Okay? Now, the interesting thing is that should you think maybe the Rosh like didn't help with the Gemara so much, you know, so that's not true. Because in Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel, the Rosh brings a machlis with himself and the Raivit. Can we show him arguing? In other words, is the Ga'idim considered to be what's called Dovashim Aminyan? Toibivad Mishnah. That's what Rashi is speaking about. So he says, he brings the Raifet. Okay? So says the Rosh, I'm not the Raifet. The Raifet claims that it, the Rishayim cannot argue on the Goyim, because Goyim Kassidu was called a Devar Mishnah. So, so the rest of the person cannot argue on the Goyim, because against the Goyim it's called Toibivad Mishnah. Says the Rosh, I'm now in Sanhedrin, the fourth parak, Halachavav. The koyv ani leimer shapil may achulik al psak a goy mitam shenigol lefi datay shloike das a goy, right? Look kepemusha gamze toyv right? In other words, that's what the Rosh says. I mean the Rabbit says. Vani oimer says the Rosh. I say. Otherwise the Rabbit says that a person argues on a goy is called toyv b'vamishna. Says the Rosh. Ani oimer. But that komisha tov bepiski goyim shlo shemad devrayim kishenem lo psak aden yash beina. If a person didn't know what the goy said. And then he hears what he says, and he says, in Achinami, that's a good idea. So therefore, that's true. It's called Tepidav Mishnah. Okay? Aval im lo yashu be'enem devrayim, the little person argues on the Goyim, or maybe Rayas, Lidvorov, Mukubal Manchi Doyim, and he brings Rayas connected to the Goyim, Yiftak Badur, Kishmu Badur. Right? Ein lecha shefer, Ashiyab Mahayim, Yochlis Dod Devrayim, Ki kol Dvorim, Shirim Vorim, Bishas, Shisidar Av Ashi, Vavida, whoever, right, brings, right, rayas from the shas that Rav Asher Avinu was besadil, adam yochel es tov l'vdayis afil achleik al divrei goyim. Who's going to argue even on divrei goyim, right, etc., etc. So in other words, it's clear, right, that's what he says. Matzila in lamed alachim pi hashas ele b'divrei amarayim anu armin piskei alachas. Okay, etc., etc. Okay, so in any case, what the Rosh comes out is of course, in other words, the Shas is the final authority. Rabbi the Rav Ashi. A Rishon can argue on a Goyin so long as what? So long as a Goyin, right, it's only to bring a Raya proof for the Goyin to connect to the Shas. So certainly, a Goyin can argue on the Shas. So in that effect, what allowed here the Rosh, you know, what allowed the Dayana the Nesifta to in fact argue directly on the stump of the Gemara? Okay? That's the question I'm raising. Okay. The fact is that this psak halacha I found in the tshuvas of Rav Natunai Goy. There he says, right? He says like this. Ulein halacha.
Which number?
So this is right. This is in the tshuvas of Beinei Evena Ezer. It's tshuvas Rav Natunai Goy. Which are published by Machon Ofek. The editor was Yachmiel Broidy, and it's Krach Shein in the second volume. It's page, actually, the Tshuva actually is Tshuva Shin Dalet, and begins on page 455. And I'm going to be reading from 456. And he brings here, Lein Halach, Maskana de Beredes. I'm now on page 456. Aval gav the plea gab yud of Abiseno, because on Ninus you machizen alaya, Vamama Baba, Parish Holland based, etc. Baskana Kalder of Zovin, Imri Bakan Besay, Fahat, Lima Logma, etc. Umashila Trace Yach, Shasa Gitti, quotes the Gemara. Okay? Mio, says the Rash, Rabbonan Saburai, the Bossa Hairoa, Rabbonan Saburai, who came after Hayroah, which is very, very much like the Lashon of Rav Shvi Agoy, Tiknu, Lemishkal Afilu Mai, the Tfisam Yais Legit El Alt. In other words, basically, we take Tzuvah away from her, and we give her to get Lalta. Kidei Shaloi, Taitzena Bnei Shaskal Le Tabas Roh. So that, women shouldn't come to Tabas Roh. So in fact, actually, this statement here, in the Rosh, is actually a quote from, it's been quoted from Rav Tanai Goy. Right? And this is Amadova, this is nothing like this. Now, I want to raise here the following question. He associates this psak with Rabbon Sabarai de Basa Hayra, which is interesting. In other words, this psak came from Sabarai Basa Hayra. Right? And he makes a point of this. Miu Rabbon Sabarai de Basa Hayra. Okay, now, the fact is, like this.
He seems to be making a point that, of course, after Rabban Zab arrived, because we can't go connected to Shas. That's what I would understand in Rabbi Tzurai Goy. Only because Rabban Zab arrived, Basayra, met a Kana, so we can abandon the Gemara, and that becomes B'nai Yisrael. Now, what allowed Rabban Zab arrived, the Basayra, to argue on the Gemara? I would claim, I mean, and it says Basahira. I mean, Avinu Ravashi, the Rosh himself has clearly said in Sanhedrin, Avinu Ravashi, right? The Masada and the Gemara, you can't argue on them. I would venture to say that the Rosh used the Lashon of Amorayim Achroinim. The Kana is from Amorayim Achroinim. I want to venture to say the following thing. And the Rosh makes a point to this. And I want to claim, Hadin hu dina de Gemara. In other words, why does the Rosh tell me this is Amorayim Achroinim? He wants to tell me history. I don't know how many times Amorayim Achroinim is used in the Rosh. I want to claim the Rosh is using this expression in order to justify the fact that in a later generation, they argued on the Gemara. In other words, why does the Rosh use Amorayim Achroinim? The Rosh uses Amorayim Achroinim, right, as a justification that a second generation came about afterwards, according to Rabbi Tzurai Goy, these were still Rabbanon Soberai, and they overturned the Gemara. What allowed them to overturn the Gemara? Simply because the Rosh understood that somehow anything in the Gemara which comes from Amorayim Achroinim, right, does not have the same toikef, the same authority as what statements made up to including Avinu Ravashi. So in other words, what we have here is a very interesting thing. In other words, Rabbanan Tzabrai, now if you even mean Medayik, it's interesting. In other words, Rav Shriya Goin says Rabbanan Tzabrai in Totem Rav Ashi were called Korev Lahaira. These are Rabbanan Tzabrai, the Basa Haira. I'm not sure Rav Shriya Goin is Basa Haira, but it was called Harolo Havi, but Korev Lahaira. Which means like this. The Rabbanan Tzabrai that got into the Gemara are called Korev Lahaira. What Labai Nafkamina, Ravina Rav Ashi is Saif Haira. Saif Haira to Ravina Rav Ashi, I can't argue. I could argue, I have a good reason. Now, it might be the only ones who could argue are Sabarai and Abbas Haira. But in other words, clearly, what the Rosh seems to be claiming, and what I would say the Tzurai Goy probably saying is too, is that since this Rishon, this Goy, identified the statement of the Gemara as being what? From Rabban and Sabarai after Ravashi, they felt the liberty they could argue with it. And if we're actually Medayik in the Gemara, I mean, I'm sorry to say, that's the way it sounds. The Gemara says, right? Umashinan la. What's mashinan la? Lashon hoyve. What's mashinan la? I would claim that mashinan la is a lashon of the redactor of the Talmud, which is for sure the Rabbanan Soberai. So in other words, what we have here clearly is that the Rabbanan Soberai occupied a place in history that in fact they were open to, you know, to dispute from generations afterwards. Certainly the Rabban Tzabrai came on afterwards and were, you know, closer to the Tikkun of the Goyim. That's what I want to claim. Okay, yeah, question.
Few questions.
Yes.
We've now made two different levels of Tzabrai.
Yeah, I have to think that I'll tell you the truth, with Sabarayim begins and Goyim ends, I'm sorry, with Sabarayim ends and Goyim begins, is, you know, right. It's very, very fuzzy. In other words, it could possibly be that today I would call these Sabarayim Goyim.
But the whole Sabarayim was for 60 years, less than 100 years.
No. It's less than 100, we would, no, the Sabarayim actually are about 180 years.
In other words, like this, the cheshbon that the accounting that we made, the Rav Shira Goyen Zigeres, was Rav Ashi to Rav As to Rav Yosi, who's Bistayim Talmudah, that's about 60, 70 years.
And then another 100 years.
But there's another, the Sabarayat period lasts approximately from 500 till the end of the 7th century. In other words, if you open up, let's say, for example, Vrati's Sefer on the Rabban Sabarai, he'll say Rabban Sabarai lasts from about like 500 to about 680. No, give and take a few years. So, in other words, if you make the cheshbon, in other words, Rav Yosi, which Rav Shlomo Goyen says is time Talmudah, that's probably about like close to 500. Close to 500. In other words, that's called Sabarai. In other words, from 500 to 680, were probably these Sabarai are called Basa Hayom.
You've got 60 years of real Sabarai and 120 years of these.
Right, that's right. And I even see here a footnote that this Yachmil Broidi, who's written a few works of the Goyim, somehow has an article in which he claims that actually the distinction between Sabarai and Goyim is not all that clear. So, even Professor Halivni, I think, has changed his mind five times, you know, when the Stamayim lived, and he goes in this Sabarai and Goyim spectrum. In other words, what I'm saying is the following. What I'm saying is that it's clear from the Rosh and from Tanai Goyim, from Rishon Goyim, that once one has clearly identified this section of Talmud as being from what's called the Lashon of the Rosh, is Abaroim Achroinim, right? He's vulnerable. They're vulnerable.
So who can argue? Only the.
So right now. We're conservative, we're playing it safe. Right now, it seems, from Rav Chuna, if we have a diet equivalent to Rav Chunai Goyim, only the Sabarai, the latest Sabarayim, who are close to the Goyim, can argue on the Abaroi Machoyim.
And so the Rosh, who says the Goyim can't argue on the Gemara, would was he throwing...
No. The Rosh... Oh, so I don't know. The Rosh in Sanhedrin is referring to Ravina Rav Ashi. It could possibly be that the Rosh who holds that I can't argue the Gemara, it means I can't argue Rav Huda, Rav Zera, Ravina Rav Ashi.
So the Rosh might hold that I can argue today on something from the Gemara that is from the latest Sabarayim?
Right. Now, maybe yes, maybe no, but I want to claim there's a Rishon who holds you can. And that's none other than Hanesha HaGadol Rambam. Okay? Now, let me explain to you.
Before you get to the can I argue that? Isn't it dangerous to argue that this piece of Gemara is not from is later from the Sabarayim, and therefore I can argue on it?
Well, that's what Rosh is saying. What's he saying, Amari Bachreinim? What do I have to know that?
So therefore, whenever I see the halakha is not like Gemara, so that wasn't from the Rav Ashi.
I could say, like you want to say, that maybe. The rule is the only person who argue Machoreinim are the Goyim or the Sabarayim. You could say like that. Right now, I haven't proven to you that a Rishon can come along, right? A Rishon can come along and argue on Machoreinim. I haven't proven that to you. Even though, if I really been Dayek in the Rosh, he said, Rav Ashi Sefer, but that's Shigur Delishta, Rav Ashi Sefer.
We've now made an artificial. We started off with the default position that Ravina Rav Ashi were Sofara means they wrote the Gemara.
Right.
Then we said that really they didn't, the Sofarim were adding in pieces and compiling
and that's, clearly my Amar Machronim.
And that's Amar Machronim. Right. And until today we thought that was binding when the Talmud was sealed and finished.
So it's clearly
you
not.
You can't argue anymore.
So it's clearly
now
not.
We're pushing the date back.
So it's clearly not.
So Ravina Rav Ashi really are Sofara. I mean, you can't argue on anything.
Okay, now like this. I want to go further. Okay? I'll go further, okay? Because we've got to get to the Rambam. Now, a long time ago, I gave a shiur, I think in Laman Hayin Sukkah, and there in Laman Hayin Sukkah, I showed how the Rambam rejected an entire Shachar V'tayr of the Gemara, right? Because he passed like a Tosefta. And the fact is that I read from the Mari Kulkas, I think it was Perek Vav in Bikurim, is Paravaga Bikurim, and there the Mari Kulkas, in fact, says that the derech of the Gemara, the derech of the Rambam, was many times to be doicha the shakal v'tay of the Gemara. And actually, this is not just the Mari Kulkas. Mari Kulkas, okay, you know, maybe he was a kanika in one of his life, you know. But the Maisa, the Rambam actually says this and I think Halacha Beis, there's a Chua of the Rambam, oh, there's a Kesem, Magen Mishnah, Kesem Mishnah.
Where are we?
In Perek Tes Vav, I think Halacha Beis, in Halacha Suri Biyo in the Rambam. And the Rambam there says clearly that that sometimes we're not Mechaches to the Shachar V'tayr of the Gemara.
Sorry,
get this. I think it's Perek Tes Vav, Halacha Beis.
Halacha Beis, and it's the
Isri Biyo.
Kesem Mishnah.
Yeah. Oh, right. Magen Mishnah and Kesem Mishnah. Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah brings it. He says, Achuzo Shamati, right? Loina Nia Kabarucha, Venipsek Allah be Masa Matisha Kabara, Shari Ulav Rav Erch Reishlak, Kabarayim Aliba, the day of Nasu Nasu, Mastiz, Vakachom, Mishnah, etc., etc. The Rambam says clearly that sometimes we do away with the Masa Matisha of the Kabara. Okay? Why would the Rab do with Masa Matisha of the Kabara? Now, what's interesting is.
He does say elsewhere that we can't take Yom Kippur.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Now, I would look at the Rambam a little bit carefully. There's a stira in the Hagdama of the Rambam to the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam does say, right? The Rambam does say, right, clearly, is that, right? Nimtzer avinu rav ashi v'chavreyem, soik gedol lichoch b'Yisrael, right? Hamatikin, right? Teresh b'yalpeh, right? Min ha'abdama, gozu gezeh v'zizkidu at konoiz v'nhigul min hagim, right? V'acha bezen shar av ashi chiba gemo v'gom b'y b'neu v'dispalsi zu b'chol oisres, pisa yesa v'gil l'tzofes v'yib ha'rachaykim. And then the Rambam says that no other bezden Fichat ain't koyven anshe min nazul and hoy kaminik with din acheres. There was no bezden could cover another bezden. It's only the Gemara. It's machayim of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says. Aber kol advarim she begemara babli chayavim kol Yisrael aleches behem bekoyven kol ir ve ir vechol madina madina and hoy kacholam and hoge shenog vechol piya Gemara. Hoy vechol eisem ad devarim she begemara iskibo lehem kol Yisrael. So that's very clear in the Rambam. We require every Jew to go with the Gemara, because classes makabel everything. Rabbi Chanan says explicitly, it's because Shekiblu, because this Kibbutz calls him Rabbi Koyres, and says it's not the Chas V'Shalom, it's because of Yiran Sadeiris. I want to go into look at the Koyvitz Ha'ores. There's an interesting machlokes, Khalifa Mechtovim, between the Chazanish and Rabbi Chanan Basma, Shem Yikom Davai. Okay, so very good. So we get a very clear picture of the Gemara. Ravid Rav Ashi, Soif Ha'ira. Klais was Makabel, this was a new Matan Torah, and because of that, no one can deviate from the Gemara. I don't understand. The Rambam says early, or before that, Ravashi hu shechiba Gemara Bavlis, be'eret shinna, achi shechiba Rabbi Yechon ha'gboi yishuram is kama mea, be'kamoi mea, Shana, it should be Kamameh Shana. There's certainly a mistake in the Rambam. The Inyan Shnei Agamorites, who perished every Amishnayas, etc., etc., or Mishnei Agamorites, that means Babi Ushalmi, or Minatai Seftois, or Misifro, and from the Zifri, Mikula, Yisbarea, Ha'osar Vahamutra, Tabi Vator, etc., etc. What do you mean? What do you mean Tai Sefti Ushalmi? You have the Gemara. Now, the novice, in other words, if everybody has to go with the Bavli, so what do I need Tosefta, Yerushalmi, Sefer, and Sefri? Now, the novice, the Amoros, will say, well, what's the Rambam speaking about when the Gemara doesn't speak about it, it would be a Tosefta. But that's clearly not true. As we saw.
Again, what's the answer?
The answer.
The Amoros answer.
Well, where the Gemara is not Choylik and the Tosefta, Yerushalmi, we can go to Yerushalmi. But that's clearly not true. As we've seen, from the Farshe Hadoras, the Mabni Kulkas, we see in the Goin, we see in all of the Farshe, the Goin says the Derech of the Rambam is to be Noita Achayul Shalmi. I argued with that based upon Lieberman's thing, but nonetheless, the fact is that the Goin said that. I don't understand. I thought we had to go with the Bavli.
So we were still not saying anything that intimates that if you don't have a Tisefta or a Bavli or a Shalmi to go with you, then you can just...
Well, we'll get to that one second. Yeah, but everybody, all clients will go with the Gemara. Not only that, I have a question for the Rambam. The Rambam certainly had a Masechta, right? Nobody had a Masechta. I think the Bavli, the Kiryat Sefer says that the Rambam had a Masechta Ben Otam, but Otam didn't have a Masechta. Where are Abundant Sobaraya, the Rambam? Don't tell me he didn't know about them. If we know about them, he knew about them, right? I mean, Rav Shira Goy knew about them. Rav Tulay Goy knew about them. The Rosh, Rav Tulay, the Rosh knew about them. The Rashbam knew about them. The Rashbam there in Kuvtesen Zvachem and that Beis in Ksuves, Poshel Rabachai. The Rambam didn't know about Rabbanon Sobarai? Why Ravina Rav Ashi? Okay, so I want to say a chiddush. The Rambam is being subtle. And the tshuva of the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah quotes the tshuva of the Rambam, that we don't go by the Masa Matan. Why not? And according to Bari Kukas, we trash the Masa Matan on the Bavli Laman Hay. Right? For the
Tisefta. What do you think the Rambam means that you don't go by bus with the Masa Matan? I mean, it's clearly not true because you have.
Yes, I know. That sugya is true.
In that particular sugya, but I mean, in general.
That's not true. Many times the Rambam will opt for Yerushalmi over that. There's no question about it. Yeah, according to God, well, let's bring the guy that we brought already.
So the Rambam serious. You know, he doesn't go
by the Masa Matan. Yeah, for sure. The Rambam does it. The Rambam says that either. The other Rambam is saying that not, you know, but that's for sure true. By the way, there's more things in this rush, but I haven't brought everything for the rush. I want to claim the following thing. Okay, I'm going to live. I'm just a cave. I don't want to live like this. The Rambam is b'mechuvin here. The Rambam says, when am I forced to go like the Gemara? If it's up to including Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi. Chayroah. That's called Seifayroah. After Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, which is called the Masa Matan, right? I could decide to reject that, right? If I have Elichanami, a Yerushalmi, or a Tisefta, or a Sifra, or a Sifri. In other words, the Masa Matan of the Gemara is not post Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, is not as binding as the apodictic statements of Abaraim up to and including Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi. And that's what the Rambam means. In other words, I have to go by the Bavli if we're speaking about Rav Zeir, Rav Huna Ula, Rav Yechon, etc. However, what? If I have what's called the Stam Masa Matan of the Gemara, which is post Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, I might decide to halachically relegate that to the second place in favor of a Tisefta, a Yerushalmi, or a Sefer, a Sefri.
Which would make sense according to that, because it's why my height of this is more binding than that.
And a Chidami. So, but what's the Chiddush of the Rambam? The Chiddush of the Rambam, himself held the Gragan Goinim, for sure. The Rambam Kasedogs are Goinim. Which means, what is the Rambam really saying? What the Rambam really saying is that we have here, I'm almost afraid to say this, but I have to say this, I have no choice. What we have to say is that what's binding on Klal Yisrael is after Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi. However, what? After Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, the Masa Matan is something which one could accept, but one has to take into consideration Tisefta, Sefer, and Sefri, which might argue on that. And that's clearly...
But if we did a case study of where the Rambam does argue, in fact, we would find that there's the later...
And Echanami. There's no question about it, that the Rambam says it, and there are many places where the Goyin says explicitly, the Rambam is down, go by the Yerushalmi.
No, but I mean, if we looked for isolated places in the Gemara where the Rambam would necessarily not pass in like Ravina, and we would find that those pieces are later pieces, in fact.
I think it would have to be. In other words, I'm putting myself out on a limb, but that's what I think. What I think is... Either that, or the Rambam, for example, the Rambam might feel, the Masa Matan, in other words, that's what I'm saying. I want to say something very interesting like this.
is that, in other words, I mean, once again, like I said before, I mean, obviously I've not gone through the entire Rambam piece by piece, you know, making a study. This obviously requires a tremendous study.
Make a fellowship. Maybe,
what?
Make a fellowship.
I understand that. But it might be interesting that based upon the plot of the Rambam, I can easily go through Shas and isolate exactly what, you know, what comes before what. In other words, what
you
is...
You would actually use the Rambam as a tool.
And Echanami, do it all right. That's what it is. By the way, yeah, yeah.
Why is... Once the Rambam is prepared to argue on the Sabaraim, the Masan Matan, why is...
No, he's not arguing, but he'll say that I can take it to Sefta.
I mean, yeah, why does it have to be a Sefta or Yerushalmi? But if he can argue on... Rambam can argue on Gaonim just because he feels like it, because he doesn't like their logic.
No, that's... The Ram can argue in Goyim, the Ram holds at the Rosh. I can argue in Goyim because Goyim, you know, because I'm subject to the Bavli. No, the letter in the Bavli.
But the Rambam's whole basis for relying on the Bavli is because it was accepted by Klal Yisrael. If there's no acceptance of Klal Yisrael, then the Gemara is no longer binding.
And Chaim, let me tell you something.
It's only up to the Rambam Rina Ravashi now. The bind is binding.
No.
That's no longer binding at all. Why do
No, no.
Why are the Sabaraim different than the Goyim in terms of Rambam? What makes
it? It might be. Let me tell you, we saw, for example, that the Rambam, you know, passed in Mikvayis. The Rambam passed like some Mishnayis and Mikvayis, Paradalit, always down Gemara and Tabura. And the Gemara says, those people, they're going with the Gemara, it's not right. In other words, the Rambam understood the Pshat of the Mishnah, connected. Rambam was arguing with the Gemara against the understanding of a Mishnah. The Gemara didn't bring the Mishnah. So in other words, if I can use a Tosef to get the Masa Matan, I can use the Mishnah to have the Masa Matan. The Gemara wasn't even Mitchashem with the Mishnah. Yeah.
Could you argue, like the Gaonim, the whatever is the Amorayim Achroinim that the Rosh is talking about?
Yeah.
The Mitzvahs changes, so they change the Halacha. Would the Rambam agree with that?
No, because the Rambam Lishitasei Paskins in Parent Beis and Hilchas Mamurim, that if Chazal make the Rambam Paskins.
Not Chazal.
The Rambam Paskins, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim, that the Bezel makes a takana for a certain reason, and the reason goes away. Then, in fact, actually, the Rambam says that the takana still holds. And by the way, who's arguing the Rambam? The Raivan argues the Rambam. It's interesting. The Raivan is the
but
one.
But that's true of any Beis, or is any true up until the Ravina and Ravashi?
Well, it's interesting, there's a steal in the Rambam, because in Hilchos Mamrim, it's mashmid, all these things apply to the Bezdin and the Lishkas HaGozers. But in the Hagdama of the Rambam is mashmid, they apply to Ravin Ravashi. That's an Hagdama.
But nothing beyond Ravin Ravashi.
Right, you're right. In other words, I'm a little bit sorry, of course, like, the Rambam doesn't say to Agon Goyim. The Rambam himself, it's complicated. It's complicated. But one thing, all I want to bring out is what, I mean...
There's a postdoctorate in this somewhere.
Right. All I want to bring out, the point is that the notion that the Gemara, right, is safe Hayor, right, was rather fluid in the time of the thing. Now, what's interesting is, I want to say something like this. The tables can be turned, by the way, because the Gemara says, in Ksuvah, this is very interesting, the Gemara in Ksuvah speaks about Moyes Alai. The woman says, you're disgusting, I want to leave. So do we force the husband to give her a get? So everybody knows, the famous Bachlokas Rishonim, most people are usually aware of the fact, or most people who learn, you know, they're Eben Ezer from the Beis Yosef, think that basically the Rambam holds a Moshe like Rak Koifer, the husband, to give her a get. But all the Rishayim, the Ben Atam, the Rosh, argue very strongly on the Rambam. The fact is that this is not so true. There are actually a number of Rishayim, actually Goinim, who pass it like the Rambam. I think actually there's a certain, there's a Talmud Chacham Ben Evrak, it's a very famous Sefer on Hilchos Yichud, Devar Halacha, by someone who lives. And he wrote actually a pamphlet, which I borrowed from Mr. Stenbach, and I actually have a Xerox copy of it. He has a pamphlet in which actually brings a whole list of Rishonim who agree with the Rambam. I think the stifle was very mad at him, that's what I heard from him. But in any case, there's a very famous din of Moa Salai. A woman says, you're disgusting, I want to leave. He has to give her a get. By the way, he has to give her a get when I'm up to the Kedushin. And the fact is that the Gemara brings the case of Moa Salai. I'm going to read for the Rosh. And the Gemara is mashed. The Gemara says, "Avo Moa Salai kafilile shetish shevetam derak akolos kuzofa." Like a shenami, right? Right. In other words, it's mashed with the Gemara. Then Moa Salai, you have to regarish her. Comes the Rosh, kinkas of a Rambam, parentalis ishus, the mois like koyfenus iloitzi, the enu kishvuya to shetabal the son iloi. For any other bit of time, da da da, he quotes a Mishnah in Tzadikah Amud Beis. And then the Rosh says, "V'chasina b'Mishnah ki amar tamei anilach." Why they bring a Mishnayos? Why they bring a Mishnayos? The Gemara says, "Masa like koyfen oisai." Maybe. This is also a case where the Rosh is arguing on the Stam of the Gemara. In other words, maybe Moa Salai was something from, I'm giving this a pure guess. I'm hoping someone will write it to me and write a tshuva, and what I'm saying is begal upon ba'alocha. But the fact is that the Stam of the Gemara is mashed within Moa Salai kafinalai. And could it possibly be that the Rosh understood that's very, very nice, but what? Stop, Mishnah's not like that. He says, Chazina b'Mishnah. What do you mean Chazina b'Mishnah? How do you argue on the Mishnah? How do you argue on the Mishnah? What do you mean Chazina b'Mishnah? What do you mean? The Gemara never saw the Mishnah? I saw the Mishnah, you didn't see the Mishnah? But in other words, I want to claim here that maybe the tables are reversed. Because the Maestro Rosh gives a reason. He says the women today, they're just all interested in snus, they want to get out of their husbands, right? They say all these, you know, all these things about women. In other words, the fact is that it could possibly be that here the tables are turned. In other words, the Rambam here is the arch conservative because he's passing like the Stam of the Gemara, right? And the Rosh is in fact actually look, he's not saying he's arguing on the Mishnah, on the Gemara, but that's what he's doing. What are you invoking on the Mishnah? The Gemara doesn't say the Mishnah. Why would he do that?
What would motivate that psak?
Oh, very good, because obviously he felt that this was a dangerous psak.
And this is also a right? Stam Gemara?
He felt that this was a dangerous psak. Now, what's interesting is, Mashina La Trace Yauche, that's the psak of the Rambam. Perak Yudalad Halacha Yud, that's the Pesach of the Rambam. The Pesach of the Rambam in Perek Yudalet, Halacha Yud, is that, right? The Rambam passed on the Gemara. Yeah?
Which sefer?
Oh, Perek Yudalet is Ishus. Halacha Yud. The Rambam passed on that Gemara. So here the table's reversed. In other words, here the table's reversed. The Rambam is the arch conservative. The Rambam obviously felt that women,
The Rosh was conservative. It's not like this is Tully, because the Rambam's, the women in where the Rambam were far more, I guess, subdued. So when the name said Moa Salai,
I don't remember saying that. If he's right, I don't remember saying that. If I said that, then maybe. The Rambam says Daitin Kalois. But if I said that, then I believe you.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Anyway,
but nevertheless. Whereas with the Rosh, they were a little more emancipated.
Right, oh, very good. So
the Psalm wouldn't
right. You're right. Anyway, right.
So this is also a Stam Gemara.
What?
There's also a Stam Gemara.
Yeah, the Kanami, right? So we see. So in other words, so it could possibly be that everybody believes that you could argue on the Gemara to a certain extent. Now, of course.
This is only after the Chasima.
Now this better not get in the hands of anybody. In other words, I'm saying, you know,
a bit late now.
No. But we have to.
All complaints should be sent to Rabbi Trivitz.
Right.
Email address.
No, all I wanted.
I mean, how are we going to stop this becoming dangerous? What's the answer to
this? No, but
it just has to be an answer.
No, what I'm saying is, what would the Rambam or the Rosh say to somebody today who wants to argue with some Gemara based
you're
on
nothing? You're a
on what basis?
Right?
On what basis?
You're a Rishon.
What?
Kachki Balnu. The women today are different.
It had to be a Briscoe woman, as I told you. Woman ontologically is Dayton Kalas.
but I mean...
That's her halacha category. Dayton Kalas is halacha category.
Once I can argue, once Rishonim can argue on the Gaonim.
You got
PhD on that, right? Once Rishonim can argue on the Gaonim, the Achronim can argue on the Rishonim. And everyone can argue on the Savar and
Samar. There are some things, I'll tell you, there are some things.
I'll bring a Mishnah, connect with the Gemara.
I'll tell you like this. I have to say, like, you know, Eschatoya Nimaski Hayarim, many, many years ago, Rabbi Blumen asked me a kasha. Rabbi Blumen asked me, he says he doesn't understand in Sheva Brochas, the minhag of people is basically, you're supposed to have a panim chadashas, right? So what do people do? They take the neighbor or some kid, in the hall and everything, and bring him in and make a Sheva Brochas. I mean, he says, panim chadashas is supposed to be a person in Shema Basuda, that's clear in Shulchan Aruch, and the Gemara is bashed like that. That's why in Shabbos, because, panim chadashas is Shema Basuda. But, I mean, this person is not. I mean, it's not even a chiyuv to make sheva brachas. I mean, and what's Klal Yisrael doing? So he asked me that question. He says, he wants me to answer him, write a tshuva. So I wrote a tshuva, and I still have the tshuva. And in the tshuva, I wanted to claim that the Yerushalmi doesn't mention neither panim chadashe. So the chassid is a little bit of base chassid. I have another kasha. How come the chassid? It's mashma in the Shulchan Aruch. That the chassid has to be the Mesa chassid, the Sheva Brochas. I know the big Taz. This is a pshat in the Rosh. Look, no one argues in the Taz, but you look at that Taz and you tell me if that's the pshat in the Rosh.
Okay.
But the Me'iri in Ksuvas is. Me'iri in Ksuvas is the sign to a Yerushalmi, where it's mashma, the Yerushalmi requires neither Panim Chadoshes, nor what, nor Beis HaChassid. And what's the machloikas? The machloikas is that's the pshat. That's the pshat in Yerushalmi. Now, it's quite the Bavli. You need new chasen every single night. Every night, Sheva Brochas, you need new chasen. You need one new guy. Was it by the Sheva Brochas? Make new chasen. One guy make new chasen. But according to Yerushalmi, you don't need new chasen every night. Every night is like a tiskeres, a maskeres of the chasen. That's the that the Yerushalmi says like that. So what comes out is that I want to claim that the minig Yisrael. Right, is basically based upon the Yerushalmi. Now, you could say times have changed, which means that we don't make a base of chassid. No, the chassid and the kala, don't live in a little house for 7 days. But usually they live in somebody's machzan or something, and you can't fit like more than three people from the machzan. So in other words, it could possibly be that since times have changed, we have a Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi is clearly arguing on the Bavli. There's no question about it. But the fact is that
somebody just like to be out to the Bavli.
Yeah, I don't know. You see, Rabbi Tumoy Goyin also says v'chein amadav, v'chein amadava, which means, and the question was like too, that this was the minig to be noy like this. In other words, we spoke about this. There's a minig. We talk about the Tosfos and the Vakama. In other words, what all I'm saying is that we don't think about it, but many times, right? We do invoke a Yerushalmi connect the Bavli. Many times we invoke a Yerushalmi connect the Bavli. I think even I don't have to say it over, we give shirim on this, and the countless tshuvas, Chaim Voloshin, Abdovet Kalina, are time and time again, relying upon Yerushalmi's connect. The Ramban at the end of Kiddushin relies upon Yerushalmi connect the Bavli, he says, because clearly, in Lachemes, he says that clearly that the Yerushalmi has gone through less Magi Seifrim, and therefore we can rely upon it. What does that mean? But I'm saying is that. But in any case, there's, in other words, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. Let me tell you something. In Lamed Gimel, the beginning of the third parak of Erevin, but Kamein and Pitria is the famous guy who changed the gears of the Gemara and argues on everybody. He's arguing the Gemara. He changed the gears of the Gemara.
That's not an argument.
What?
That's not an argument.
He changed the gears. He didn't have a manuscript with that gear, sir. How do you argue on a person? You change the gears, sir.
I didn't say
that's what you argue. The guy did not have manuscripts on Raya because it's clear that those who attacked the guy For example, the Sidrei Tahara, for example, Sidrei Taharas, the Radzina Rebbe, the attacks of the Goyin Taharas has changed too many Gersayis. The Goyin said, I have a Gersa. But in any case, that's clear. The point is, I don't want to go into this. In other words, these are sort of like unconscious ways of arguing on the Bavli. But otherwise, what I'm saying is over here is, all I'm saying is I'm raising, what I want to get back to, I'm not coming here to give the Derech Pesach Halacha. What I'm coming, I'd like to think this. What comes out here is a very, very interesting thing. Very, very basic. Is that we see clearly that this Tekuf of Sabarayim, post Rabbeinu of Ashi, was recognized by all Rishonim. And it wasn't only something that they did in their spare time when they wanted to get a doctorate at Deep University in the redaction of the Talmud, but actually had halachic implications. Had very strong halachic implications. That this doesn't mean, like, you know, this is Chas V'Shalom, should not be interpreted that we can go against the Gemara. We can't do something like that, because clearly the Rambam is right. We did accept the Gemara, and in these cases where we might reject the Pesach, quote unquote, Basamatin, it's only because we have a Toisefta, a Mechilta, Sifat, the Rambam says, you know, connected that. But for a person to come along, Misvara, and say, well, times have changed, and the Gemara statement doesn't make any sense, right? Then that's clearly Kefira, Apikosis, Minis, whatever you can put on the tzetl, you can put on it, a maskim, I'll sign on the bottom. That's certainly something which, you know, which is very, which certainly is counter to the entire halachic process, right? In other words, and that's the here I think the important thing that's, that we have to. I mean, there are many examples in Yud Aleph and Avodah Zarah, the Zarashba that brings the text. Okay, in any case, I don't want to go through the entire thing. We're just ranting and bringing all different examples. But I'm just saying is clearly what emerges from this is that there's a universal consensus. The Ravina Rav Ashi Seif Hairah is significant because that was Rav Ashi, which is the core of the Hairah, that was actually a Tekufa identified by Rabbi Sena HaRishayim, where in certain cases, right, they took the liberty, invoking a Tesefta or something else, and arguing on it. As in the Rosh Hashi argues on the Misvara because of the times have changed. Anyway, that's what I want to say.
Apart from Doris Rishonim, would anyone disagree with what Rav Shush just said? Any of the Rishonim say differently?
Look, you can't argue with the facts. You can say it in a different way. You can't argue with what the Rishonim are saying. I'm not, you know, they're not...
Well, there's no remez to this so far in the Riff or the Run or the Rebbein of Tosfos or anything.
Well, the right, I mean, Lamai said this is the Rosh.
Was the Rosh and the Rosh and the Rambam.
Okay, that's already two of the three.
Oh.
I mean, how many do you want?
On universal acceptance.
That'll be a Zakutna.
You
know, it says in Testament Aleph and Megillah, they put all this gainim in different rooms. The musical says that wasn't the big days. They were all gotten together and agreed on something. They were the bigger days. I'm not coming. All I want to say is that the redaction of the Talmud was something which the Rishonim, Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim, and the Goyim were very sensitive to, and it had halachic implications. But chas v'shalom, that we today should change anything iota because of our svara, because even right, if hen kamalachim, anachnu kenei adam, and so did the bnei adam. We're not even like we're chalmeir and then chalmeir of pinchas ben yaakov, based on Shabbos. So certainly, connected, you know, the moralim certainly we can't change anything. But in other words, in cases. The Rishonim would, in fact, invoke a Tosefta, as we've seen in the Keseder and the Rambam, and here in the Rosh too. And that was, but I'm saying is, my Chiddush is, they invoked it only where they identified the Stam Masamatin post of Vashi. The Rambam would never bring a Tosefta connected to a Feresha Memra of an Amira in the Gemara.
Well, one thing we don't really see so much, I mean, by learning just in general Rishonim, is the focus on who says what, where. Like, if this was really a theme, you would have much more of a focus of...
We do see it. I mean, in the previous year, I did break it in. No, because actually, because the Rishonim spend most of the time being the Farish the Gemara. It's only when the Rishonim actually get to the Halacha, they have to define who's Basrai, who's Kamai. In other words, usually the Rishonim just want to basically... The Rishonim are interested in constructing what they feel is a Shaka Vitalia, which is consistent. But then when the Rishonim start speaking about, like, who's the halacha like this, part like this, you know, this, then already You know, in fact, it's not speaking about it. And that's the mice. The most examples we brought in these lectures have been examples with the Shem are coming to understand what the halacha is. In Testament days and Shabbos, right? We should understand what the halacha was. Halacha, like, you know, is like going by Ham, right? In other words, with the Stam of the Kabbalah. Then the Shem, we're already going to invoke these concepts because the question is who's last is very, very important. The last person has the final word. Okay, so I think that's okay. Okay, fine. In any case, like this. Now, so, Baruch Hashem, I think that this example in the Rosh not only is extremely illuminating, but illuminates the entire Rambam. It illuminates the Rambam to the Mishnah Torah. This is a kasha I've had for many, many years. And if anyone has another Teirutz that I'd be happy to hear. Once again, like I said before, the Teirutz that the Rambam is just saying, just that where it's not explained in the Gemara, we go by Tosefta, obviously is at odds with the tradition of commentary on the Rambam, beginning from the Magid Mishnah, you know, to the Magid Kukas, to the guide. So, in other words, clearly, this is not true. I think the Rambam is implying this. You know, to say the Rambam, you know, missed 400
once it's,
years.
Once it's out of the Chasima, once it's out of Rabbi Nirvashi, it's fair game.
Yeah, it's fair game, right, within a certain ballpark. Right, you have to box it.
You gotta box it.
You have to box it. Okay, fine. Very good. Okay, Baruch Hashem, I think that with this we conclude the 16th Shia. And obviously, it's becoming much more interesting. And in any case, from an undisclosed place, we should have a Kaddish, a Slacha v'Kol Tov.